Welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I've had the opportunity to review one of your voices. Yes, unfortunately though, I can't tell you the name of the voice that I have been reviewing because they didn't send me their name in the email. So I'm just going to go by their handle, which is Dark Dreamer. So Dark Dreamer, I think you're from India. You didn't quite mention where it is you're from either. I guessed by your accent. Anyway, Dark Dreamer sent me in a video and he posted it online here. There's a link. And what he wanted to do was try and get a better understanding of what he needs to do in order to better articulate and to improve his speech. I believe he works as a teacher. So he came to me and I said, tell you what, send me a video and I'll do it. I'll put it on my channel. We'll do it live so other people can see how I break down the voice and kind of how I'd, if you like, prescribe a course of action to take that might benefit you and help you progress and improve your voice. So today we're going to be looking at that. Here's the video from Dark Dreamer.
So as you can see, I am a non-English speaker, but I want to improve my overall speech. So to give you an idea about my voice, I will read a poem by Edgar Allan Poe. Okay, so it's alone. From childhood hours, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passion from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. So, if you can help me out in improving my speech, it would be a great, great, great help for me. Thank you.
So the first thing I'm picking up when watching this video is not necessarily about the voice. However, it's going to have an impact because it's to do with posture. Did you notice that in the video there was a bit of wobble in the voice? And it's a bit shaky. That's because it's unsupported. Now, I noticed by the way you were sitting in here that you're hunched over, you're leaning forward, you're looking down. Now, that's not going to help your voice at all. So I'm assuming that when you teach, you don't do that. I'd like to see you maybe speak while you're standing up, because here's a good thing, you do have a nice voice. You've got a very rich, warm tone, which means that you are relaxed on the inside. So I think you've relaxation, but I think you might have adopted some bad postural habits. Your shoulders roll forward a bit. This is pulling your chest in, and you probably, maybe, it's hard to tell, but if you're sitting down a lot of the day when you're not teaching, you might be sort of tightening up the front of your body here. But what I'd like you to do is concentrate on your posture. So let's find a way that you can stand. And when you do this standing, you're going to notice that you'll be able to breathe properly, and being able to inhale more air will mean that you'll be fully supported and you won't get that voice wobble. So what you're going to do, I want you to stand up. Everyone else can try this as well. Stand up. Try and get your feet so they're parallel underneath your hips, okay? So they're no wider and no closer together than just, you know, just underneath your hips. Also, I want you to make sure that the toes are in line with the knees. So no matter if your feet do turn out a bit or turn in a bit, I want you to kind of make sure that your knees are in line with that. This is going to make you stronger, and it's something that happens kinesthetically in your body when the way it's built and the way it's structured, that if they're out of alignment, the knees and toes, then it can actually weaken you and weaken the way you stand and your posture, and that can have a detrimental effect on your back and then therefore your breathing system, which is what we don't want. So that's something else to consider. Feet in line with the knees, hips, feet also shoulder width apart. Now, I also want you to make sure that you're using the weight across all of your foot, not just the heels, not just the toes, not just the sides. Try and move around until you get comfortable and feel the weight of your body equally spread over your toes, heel, the sides of the complete whole of your foot. All right, that's a good start. Unlock your knees, because again, those straight knees, those locked knees are gonna push your bum out, which is gonna put your spine out of position, and again, not good for your breathing system. Next, tuck your pelvis under. I believe, considering the way you're sitting, that you might have a pelvis or a tight back. So maybe you wanna tuck it under physically for now, hold it there. Not too far forward, not too far back, but just, so it's, just tuck it. Just, you know, push it forward. Almost like you're kind of doing a Michael Jackson, hee hee, and thrusting your groin forward, but not too far, just halfway. Once it's there, we want to start looking at this area, which I noticed is kind of closed in on you. So if you follow your rib cage right up to the middle here in the center where it meets, there's a kind of tender spot. That's called the sternum. Now, if you imagine there's a string coming from this sternum here, right up to the ceiling, it pulls you up. This is going to bring your chest up and your shoulders back. Once you've done that, I want you to let go of your shoulders and your belly. So bring it up, but then drop it down. Make sure your pelvis is still tucked under. Make sure your knees are still unlocked and your feet are in the same position. Then you're going to do the same for your head, because obviously you're also doing this. You're moving forward, especially in the position that you recorded the video. So take the top of your head here. Imagine there's another string and that's pulling you up to the ceiling also. Then when that's up there, again, drop your shoulders down and your belly, relax. Keep this relaxed. This position you're in right now is the position I want you to do this exercise in. I think it goes over the stance again in that video, but I want you to do that because it's gonna start reminding your body and build up muscle memory about standing properly. And when you stand properly, especially if you're a teacher and you're up in front of people all day, it can be bad to sort of lean and move into positions which aren't kind of optimum for your body to function. And since you came to me for help, this is what I'm suggesting. And of course, it's not just for Dark Dreamer, it's for everyone else out there watching this who might have a similar issue. I did notice also in the video, you're leaning not only forwards, but you're also leaning on your jaw.
So as you can see, I am a non-English speaker.
In my opinion, your biggest issue with your voice isn't the sound of yours, because it's lovely and warm and resonant, like I said, but it's your diction, it's your articulation, which is caused by a tight jaw. All right, so the biggest thing that you need to work on, and I'm going to give you a challenge at the end and see how it goes, and this is anyone else who may be suffering from similar things and not being fully articulated and having trouble with their speech. This thing here, these muscles at the side of your mouth that connect the bottom and the top jaw, yeah, this muscle here does not get enough attention. It chews all your food. If you're someone that's chewing gum, get rid of it. Dark Dreamer, you're watching this, if you chew gum, stop it. You're no longer allowed to chew gum. And anyone out there who has trouble with mumbling or speech issues that restrict, or they find tightness in their jaw, stop chewing gum. It's just extra effort that your jaw doesn't need. Now, what you do need to do though, however, is massage this jaw and over time, gradually start to relax it. So what we're gonna do is follow your fingers up here until you get to the corner and then up. And you can find the soft part here in between the top teeth and the bottom teeth at the back. This muscle here needs to be worked. It needs to be massaged. So there's a couple of ways we can do this. One is by getting this part, this corner underneath your thumb of your palm, and drag it down over that muscle. That's one way, okay? That'll get it from this angle, and that's not a bad start. It does hurt. Be aware, it can hurt. This is a muscle that's had a lot of work. It's had to do a massive job your whole life, and you've probably never considered massaging it before, but now I'm telling you to, it's going to hurt. So beware of that. As long as the pain isn't kind of elsewhere, you feel it directly from that muscle, then you're okay. So pulling it down, maybe moving forward a little bit, back a little bit, until you find the soft spot, and breathe out if you feel the pain. Breathe out through the pain. Okay, you're gonna have to do this now, and maybe even do this one where you take your thumbs and you push it into that muscle at an angle up, going towards your head like that, in the gap just between your teeth. Breathe in, tuck your elbows in, and rest the weight of your head down into that. This one really hurts. Breathe in, rest down. So you're not pushing your thumbs in, you're resting them there and you're letting the weight of your head do the work. That'll be enough. Now, I want you to do this in the morning for as long as you can do it for, maybe 5 minutes. And again in the afternoon for about 5 minutes, and again in the evening for 5 minutes. And I want you to do this as well, practicing your stance every day for 6 weeks. And after that 6 week period, I want you to come back to me and record a new video, and I want to hear how you sound then. And if there's something else that props up or crops up that we need to address, then we will then. But not only are you going to do this is going to be part of your daily routine. The other thing you're going to do is follow this video every day. This is a 20-minute warm-up. This is a full body warm-up. This is going to get your body relaxed, limber, and ready to speak every day for 6 weeks. That, sir, since you approached me and asked me how I can help you, is your homework. And anyone else out there who's curious about how they can better improve their speech and their voice, it's not just about your articulation. However, it was in the case of Dark Dreamer. It's also about your entire body, because one thing affects the other. We are kinesthetic, all right? So anyone who wants to join in this, get on it. If there's anyone else out there who is interested in the way I review people and the voice analysis that I give, this is one of the things that I do professionally. I address people in a lot more detail, and it's one of the services that I provide. But I wanted to do Dark Dreamer because he contacted me first, to be fair. There's someone else that contacted me, and I'm going to be reviewing their voice next week. And because it's very different, they've got a very different issue to be looking at. But if you've got any ideas about Dark Dreamer and his voice and these exercises are given today, just leave a comment below. Also, if you've got something you want to talk about, come and leave a comment below. Also, I want you to come along to Instagram, and I want you to follow me, because I'm going to start doing some Gary V style live chats. So anyone out there who wants to kind of better improve their voice and they want some individual feedback, I'm going to be doing it live, okay? So for everyone to see. And if you come and join me and then send me a DM, say hi, you've got this thing with your voice, I will start a live video and we can talk about it, okay? That's something I'm going to give to you guys. Also, in the link below, there's a Facebook group which you can come along, join, and talk amongst each other. You know, start a community and let's start talking and helping each other, because I'm not the only person who's got experience in what I do. I'm sure all of you have a voice for yourself, and we can talk about it there. And it's a good place that we can, you know, text and share videos and share ideas around improving our voice and the way we speak and our engagement with the world. So thank you for being a part of this video. Dark Dreamer, 6 weeks time, I want to see another video. Thank you very much for sending that in to me. Everyone else, this has been vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay, and until the next time, look after your voice.